This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Many Syrians are jubilant after the fall of that country's Assad regime. One Colorado restaurant owner is among them. Obeid Kafo and his family own Shish Kebab Grill in Denver. His parents fled Syria. He says he believes the country will benefit from Syrians' diversity.
They are very ethnically different. They're not all Arab. They're not all Sunni. And the one thing that's always kept Syrians together as a society, it's always been their diversity.
Syria has been fighting a civil war for 13 years. Broomfield-based ski giant Vail Resort says its pass sales are down 2% heading into winter. In an update for investors, CEO Kristen Lynch blamed poor snow last winter. Vail owns 42 resorts around the world, including in Colorado, Vail, Breckenridge, Keystone, and Beaver Creek. Congress passes a bill to let Good Samaritans clean up abandoned hard rock mines with less legal risk. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The bill establishes a pilot program that would limit liability for groups that undertake cleanup of hard rock mine sites. Under current law, groups could be held liable for pollution at the site, even if they had no role in causing it. Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette, who spoke in favor of the bill, says the liability issue has stopped cleanup efforts.
This bill represents a critical step forward, empowering those non-responsible parties who are ready, willing, and able to help, and to improve water quality in and around abandoned hard rock mines to obtain a permit to clean those sites.
There are an estimated 23,000 abandoned mines in Colorado. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
There's more news at CPR.org.